This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Democrat Adam Frisch has a 73-vote lead over incumbent Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert in the race for Colorado's 3rd District on the Western Slope. Frisch told CPR's Dina Seek he's cautiously optimistic in the razor-thin race.
The Aspen Democrat said he was feeling
invigorated, a little tired, but excited where we are. I'd much rather be in our position than Representative Boebert's position.
But Frisch stressed he didn't want to get out over his skis. Boebert, on the other hand, told supporters Tuesday she expects to win. Polls heavily favored Boebert in the largely conservative district. Many saw the tight race as the biggest surprise coming out of Tuesday's midterm. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. CPR News.
Opponents of a proposition to legalize psychedelic mushrooms have conceded the contest. The Associated Press has not officially said that Prop 122 has passed. It is slightly ahead with 51% of the preliminary count. CPR's Ben Marcus was at Tuesday's proponents election night watch party.
Well, it felt like a reunion of Amendment 64, the ballot measure to legalize recreational cannabis in Colorado. A lot of the same figures were pushing the psilocybin, some of the same donors, some of the same folks who wrote Amendment 64 were there. I think this is the logical next step in the progressive drug policy movement.
The measure does not allow for storefront sales. It does create a path for licensed healing centers where people can consume in a regulated setting. A red flag warning for high fire danger ends at 7 for cities including Denver, Castle Rock, and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.